our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News. Everybody, bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. I can't see anything with these goddamn things on, by the way.
Yeah, we're inside.
Oh, is that what it is? You don't say. Well, I got one. And I don't know what to do with these. We had a lot of clouds here in Austin, Texas. Got to see a little bit of the eclipse. We promised you we'd bring you some footage from it here. You want to go ahead and play that of us looking at the eclipse earlier?
Oh, I'm eclipsing! I'm eclipsing! I'm fucking eclipsing! I'm fucking eclipsing!
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
You look surprisingly good, considering.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, afterwards, yeah. Right here. Yeah. That was us. Look at that. One more time here for the people. Go ahead, Delco.
I'm eclipsing. Yeah. I'm eclipsing. I'm fucking eclipsing. I'm fucking eclipsing.
If you were a loved one who's died during the eclipse, aborted a baby, had a period, or even just thrown their children underneath a bus, well, we're with you here today. Prayers up, okay? Emoji hands and prayers up today. The eclipse has got me super fucked up, D'Anthony.
In what way?
I got iced by a listener here.
That has nothing to do with the eclipse.
It sure does, dude. No. I've never been iced by a listener when it wasn't an eclipse.
That's not true.
It sure is.
That's definitely not true.
Yes. Yes, it is. No. I've never gotten iced by a listener during an eclipse. So... cheers to you. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, you're coming up at the end of this fucker? Yeah, we'll have you up here. I'll go ahead and pound this today. We got a flight tonight, so who gives a shit? I don't have to see anybody, you know? Usually my drinking rules are 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's Monday, and I've eclipsed so goddamn hard that I've earned this, all right? I've earned this, for Christ's sakes. So I'm going to pound this out. Was it worth it, everybody, around the horn here real quick?
Four minutes. Was what worth what? It didn't cost me anything.
Flying across the nation.
Oh, no, that's stupid.
Setting up fucking shit on the side of the road. The orgies.
The orgies would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs, orgies.
Yeah, but why are you hammered? You don't need an excuse for an orgy. Just do it.
You know, it's like a party, right? Like, you don't need an excuse to throw a party, but it's more fun than just being like, hey, I'm having people over tonight.
That's true. You know what I mean? Like, if you have an orgy during the eclipse, you'll always remember that. Actually, I remember you. Everybody remembers all their orgies, right? Is there a time where you're like, oh man, I forgot about that orgy? I don't know that the eclipse helps, actually. I'm not sure that it does. But we all gathered out here in the parking lot, stared up at the goddamn sun for what we could. Classic Austin here, where it was ruined by cloud cover for most of it. Whenever you need the weather to cooperate in Texas, good luck. It's just not going to fucking happen for you, you know?
Yeah.
But for the 2 or 3 minutes we were all together, just know that I enjoyed it, and I'm happy that you guys were here and we all shared this moment together. Okay?
I don't care. I think I've been pretty clear about that, about not caring about any of this.
I think you do. I think you do. We'll see how you're feeling when we touch down in Nashville tonight. Okay?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. Is the plane going to work?
Why wouldn't it?
Well, another one just exploded. We're on a Southwest tonight. That's the only thing we can get into that fucking
It's place. Not Southwest that's been having problems. It's United, I believe.
No. So, Bob, pull up the footage from Saturday, I believe.
It's been like mostly United.
They mostly lost the fucking engine.
It's mostly been United.
Mostly. Mm-hmm. But this was Southwest on Saturday.
You know who hasn't had any weird shit?
Spirit.
Spirit Airlines.
I know.
For $87, you can fly to anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And they don't have any issues.
Look at this goddamn thing. Pop it up, Bob.
Ah, that's just a panel. It's like the whole engine. Look at
that, dude. Now, there comes the rest of it.
No, that's see just the later. Fucking
it's
panel.
Just aesthetics.
Look at that thing disintegrating in midair, dude. Or no, they didn't make it off the runway, did they? Luckily. What happens if they would have gotten up in the air? Does that thing fall out of the sky?
No, it would affect the drag of the aircraft, obviously, right? Because it's exposing, there's more surface area now.
Okay. Do you have an after of this shot, Bob?
I mean, that kind of was the after, right? Like, this is the
no, there was something when they actually were on the ground, they got the full effect of it, of what was missing from that fucker.
I think there might be some audio of it.
I don't think there is.
Bob?
I don't think there's any audio of it whatsoever. Okay, there it is, right? Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, that doesn't look that bad. I mean, you've seen planes with, like, duct tape on that part of the plane before. That's what it's for. Is if it's starting to rattle a little bit, they'll fucking duct tape it up. Now, I'm told, and Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe we found some audio from inside the fuselage.
So there was a lot of trauma going on inside, just something traumatic going on inside.
With the passengers?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. I can't listen to it. Like, I have to pull the headphones off. Every single time.
What, you're not a fan of plane crashes or what?
I don't know. You know what's weird, though, is I don't know if you guys saw this, but Meek Mill went on this fucking tirade on Twitter because he's tired of all this shit.
Can we pull that up?
Yeah.
Tired that someone just pulled random gay porn and was like, this is definitely Meek Mill getting fucked in the ass.
Oh, dude. That's exactly what happened, by the way. He lost his mind last night on Twitter and had like 900 tweets, and everybody was talking about it this morning. What a crazy fucking world. I don't know how any of that's going to shake out, by the way.
Well, what part?
Diddy, Meek Mill, all these guys.
Well, I don't think Meek Mill's been charged with any kind of crime or anything, right?
Well, there was murder in that room.
Yeah, but that's not an actual crime. That's just two men enjoying each other's strength.
If your butthole gets murdered, is the other person charged with that or no?
I don't know. I mean, if it's rape, obviously, but that doesn't sound like rape to me.
It does to me. I mean, it sounds like violent prison rape is what that sounds like, which is why I can't fucking listen to it.
I feel like if it's rape, you're not saying those words. You're saying more violent words like, I'm going to kill you, get off me.
I don't think you are. And here's why. So there was the comments that I do read are on Patreon, by the way, is everybody's we know, I feel like, or is a fucking homie. And they were like, hey, Ross, I thought you loved graphic gay sex scenes and movies and shit like that. I do. This is audio, and I don't have any context to put it over with, but like the audio is so violent that I can only imagine another man's asshole bleeding from it.
That was probably some blood, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. But the only clip that fucking got me, truly, that really, truly got me, was from a listener, and I was like, I'm not checking DMs on my fucking Instagram anymore. It was one of those locked up fucking shows on A&E. And it's a black guy describing raping this white guy in prison. And then the calmness to it of his voice. And he's like, yeah, you know, so I went in there and then I put the pickup neck through his eye and I was going to stab his eye out. And so he rapes him and then another guy rapes him. But the other guy didn't come. And so he goes, man, so, you know. Once he came, then I knew I had to come. And they just kept raping this guy over and over again. Mm. And I was like, that stuck with me forever. Same with his Meek Mill P. Diddy audio. I can't get this out of my mind.
I don't know which one. I don't think this is the tweet you're talking about because this is from this morning, actually.
He may have deleted him. But, I mean, it was like, well, by the way, Bob, it was like fucking 90.
Yeah.
It was like a man who had just broken on the internet where you're just like, oh, all right.
So I just scrolled for about 3 minutes while you were talking, and I haven't even gotten to yesterday yet. So he's shut the fuck up.
Still he's still going right now?
I guess. He says, right, but this is from 10 a.m., basically.
Okay.
He says, I don't believe no Diddy story once they lied about me now. Anybody try to sexually assault me, it will be a bang out on the spot. How y'all don't know that? I mean, there was a bang out on the spot.
It was. Like,
so. LOL, I don't care. I don't care, but y'all confusing my son. He's 12 with people saying his dad is gay. It's sick. now out you. So fuck it up. Fuck it.
Yeah. LOL. I mean, but that's somebody who's fucked up and is clearly just going to Twitter for all this shit, right? So to me, this sounds like a guy when you're like accused, you know, you accuse your buddy when they're a kid or something like, oh, you're gay. It's like, no, dude, I fuck real hard pussy all the time because I'm super straight. There's no need to say any of this weird shit all fucking day long if you're straight, you know? A simple statement of, hey, dude, I've got kids. This was funny for a little bit, but now this is seeping into my real life. It's fucked up. I think you're done with it there. But, I mean, like you said, Bob, you couldn't even get through today's tweets?
Well, how did... I don't remember. I don't really care about any of these people.
Oh, really?
So I don't like, follow any of this stuff.
Okay.
Until that audio came out,
right.
I didn't care about this at all.
Yeah.
But once I saw you not able to handle it, that's the only reason I care about this. But how did this all start in the first place? Like, how did people start thinking Diddy was fucking Meek Mill?
It's in the court. It's in the lawsuit.
Correct.
So this guy.
This is from Diddy's former assistant or whatever?
Who, he says that Diddy, in order to have sex with him or something like that, he was like, come on, man. It's cool. Like, I fucked Usher and I fucked Meek Mill. So, like, let's go. And then the guy was like, no, I don't want to have gay sex with you. And he was like, no, no, look, here's another rapper doing it. And then he showed him the video of some other rapper fucking a white guy. And the guy was like, no, I get what gay sex is. I don't want to do it. And Diddy was like, no, 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 this. And he was like, yeah, I see it. I know. But I don't want to.
No, I understand what gay sex is. I just don't want to do that. Like, to me, there is nobody you could show me that I'd be like, oh, yeah, I definitely want to do gay sex. Like, who would that be? Like Joel. I think for Joel, for example, if you showed Schwarzenegger boning a dude, he'd probably be like, all right, cool, man, that's Schwarzenegger. Like, I'm in. I'll fucking do it. I don't have that in my life where there's one dude where I'm just like, oh, shit, that looks awesome, man. I want to fucking do this. You got one?
You're asking me if there's a video somebody could show me of a man fucking another man that would make me want to fuck a man?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. So that's what this is all about with this lawsuit, where this guy is just like, bro, I don't care what rapper you're showing. Like, I don't want gay sex.
Mm.
It's the gay sex part of it. It's not the rappers and all that shit. So, yeah. You know, I understand.
Odd.
Very odd.
Yeah.
Very odd. We'll see how this all shakes out, though. In the meantime, happy Eclipse Day, everybody. Hopefully it wasn't as cloudy where you were today as it was here, and you got to see totality or what the fuck? The total eclipse of the heart, what's it called?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, hopefully you got to see it. You know, thoughts and prayers out there.
I mean, it's, you know, it got dark.
Sure did.
And then it was not dark anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like driving into downtown Atlanta after 10 p.m. Today we got the memes, as always, here. What do we got up first?
This first one's called O for 21.
Okay. O for 21.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Read it, Bob.
I know exactly where this is going.
My dad, 21-0, undefeated pro boxer.
Okay. Then it says my mom, 0-21.
Nothing like a little domestic violence to start off the show, is there? You know, we got a woman here too.
Oh, she
sorry about it.
If she knows what's good for her, she won't react.
Yeah, she didn't have any black eyes, so apparently she learned the first time, which is nice.
This next one's called Buzz and Woody.
Buzz and Woody. Oh, Buzz and Woody. There you go. Bob, read aloud, please.
It's from the end of the climactic scene of Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
Woody says, Buzz, we missed the truck. It's when they're flying the truck. And Woody says, or Ed Buzz says, we're not aiming for the truck. And then cut to going at the Twin Towers.
Yeah. 9/11.
Now that we know who's responsible.
Buzz and Woody are responsible for 9/11.
I think we should probably do something about it.
Well, it might be too late.
Tim Allen and...
he's still alive.
Well, they're both still alive.
Tom Hanks
is still alive, yeah.
Okay.
So, if you're looking for revenge, it's those two you should be looking for.
Yeah.
This next one's called Spare.
Spare.
I actually don't remember what this is. Oh, there we go. Yes, yeah, the bowling one. So, we did a bowling one last week that was, I enjoyed it. This one is, I don't know if it's worse or not, but it's bad.
Okay.
Again, it's the animations on the screen at the bowling alley are getting way out of hand. And this guy's about to...
I mean, this one's just like super elaborate. It's just like two teenagers. One of them has a book that says Bright Future on it.
Big fan.
Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood, but...
Bowling ball out of the sawed off shotgun. Blows his brains out.
Wow, dude, this is elaborate.
Fucking stupid. Okay.
Big fan of that, actually. I like when people take the time to go through the whole story.
Yeah.
If you're a Boys in the Hood fan like I am, that means a lot. That one actually meant a lot to me.
I would like 30. There used to be something like this, 30-second movies or something.
Oh, yeah. It was
5-second films.
On Vine.
5-second films, yeah. And then,
but there was one that was longer that was like 30 seconds. Or if it was, they would take a whole movie and break it down into a minute-long thing.
One of my favorite accounts was an account called Tiny Cinema. They used to have fucking bangers on there as well. Yeah, 5-second films was huge.
This is up your alley, Dan.
Yeah.
And it won't take much time.
For sure. There's only 5 seconds, but yeah.
Here we go.
These were great. That's the beauty of Patreon. Yeah. We just fucking do this shit.
I am a wizard! You will all die!
Oh, he thinks he's running.
Yeah.
Five-second films is great, man.
Yeah.
It's great.
This next one's called Roasted, and this is some comedy. I don't know if they do this together all the time or not, but they're really funny.
What's the name of the account?
I was 8. I was...
It's a combo, a collab, Sebastian Scales and Tom Jorza.
Okay.
Let's restart it here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was molested by my friend's dad. Oh, is that funny? Tom fell off a roof in college and now he can't speak, but clearly he can still laugh.
The only thing harder than the concrete I fell on was your dick while being molested.
Tom's the only guy I know who got funnier after losing the ability to speak.
So the dude on the right does stand-up comedy.
Is that his real buddy there in the wheelchair?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The guy on the left does sit-down comedy.
Yeah.
Because
he can't
stand
up.
I was molested.
These sketches are great, by the way. That's really funny.
This next one is called New Ad Dropped.
New Ad Dropped. Yeah. Okay.
And it's about Bo Biden.
Bo Biden?
Yeah.
All right.
Someone took an old commercial that Bo Biden did as Attorney General talking about elder abuse and put in clips of his dad.
Hi, my name is Bo Biden, Attorney General of the state of Delaware. Here to talk to you about something that's very important to me and to my office, senior abuse. For every one of these types of crimes that's reported to our office, 5 go unreported. But 2 million senior Americans are affected every year. And 80% of these crimes are committed by family members against their so-called loved one. We need your help. Seniors need your help. So if you suspect that anyone is affected by any of these crimes, please contact our elder abuse hotline.
Wow. Dude.
Support.
And I guess that's Chicks on the Right.
Wow.
Which is, I don't know any of those people. But
they follow us, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know any. I don't think I know any of them. Maybe I do.
Not sure, but that's funny. That's a great sketch right there.
Yeah, this last one's also a great sketch. And shout out the name of the comedy troupe, because I don't know if we've done any of their stuff before, but they're pretty funny. This one's just called Sneezing.
It's That's a Bad Idea and Cooper Tomlinson.
Okay.
Everything looks fantastic so far.
Thank
but,
you.
I'm just
going
to ask you a few questions, you know, strengths and weaknesses. What are some of your weaknesses?
I sneeze derogatory terms.
I don't get it.
I got a lot of strengths, though. I'm always on time. I'm a good team worker. The only thing is that I occasionally say the N-word when I sneeze.
Jesus.
It's really just bad in the spring. It's the pollen.
I'm sure that's something you can control.
No, I can't. Ask anyone.
What is it, like Tourette's?
Nope. I don't even curse or anything. It's just a derogatory term when I sneeze.
I don't think I can hire you. I can't.
I'm a hard worker. It's just the one thing.
I can't have you
sneezing
words like that in the office.
Please. Like,
anywhere. Anything.
It's just the one thing.
I need you to get out of my office. Don't.
I'm sorry.
Don't do it. Don't.
I'm sorry in advance.
Don't. You didn't even say anything. Everything looks fancy.
Great sketch. Who is that?
That's a bad idea, is I think the main people.
Very, very good sketch.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of good ones on there.
And then we'll close it out with an eclipse one. Bob, if you could pull up President Donald John Trump's Instagram right now. The fact that he posted this made me laugh my ass off, dude. I've probably watched this thing like 5 times today. For the eclipse. There you go. You can play that video. I don't know. And then they put the USA chant back. Oh, for the eclipse. Let's fucking go, dude. Happy eclipse day. God damn it. I love it. I love it. When's the next one? We're getting 200 years or something like that?
I think the last version of this one was in 1803, and the next one is in 2244.
Okay. You think people are going to be listening to this show?
No.
And you don't think so?
No, I think the Earth probably won't exist by then.
No shit. What do you think is going to happen to it?
Probably nuke ourselves.
Nah.
Yeah, 200 years? Come on.
I wonder. You never know.
200 years is a long time.
Yeah, it's a
long time. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is a long time.
We're definitely going to nuke ourselves.
You think so?
I think AI probably will have nuked us. Right
on like, accident?
No, on purpose. Okay. I mean, like, at what point does AI truly become sentient, and then how long from that period does it see humanity as a threat? Right, it's gonna happen super fast. So
yeah, I think so too.
See how it goes. I won't be here, so I don't give a fuck.
Me neither.
Oh, your fucking sixth great grandkid died, and
yeah, well, I didn't know him, never met him. Like, I'm not a moron to think that my great-great-grandfather really cared, you know, what I was going to turn
no,
into.
No, I've actually spoken to him. He definitely didn't care about you.
He didn't give a shit, right?
No.
Okay. We got confirmation of that today. Yeah, so. And those are some of the superpowers you gain from an eclipse.
Well, when you stare directly into it, yeah.
Well, I did.
Unless you're a so fucking you. Coward.
Exactly. Exactly. Trump stared into it today. I wonder where he was today.
He may be on the way.
Looking up, dude.
To the sun right now.
Could be.
Like, what are you going to... So. You're going to take... 5 minutes off in the middle of the day? I don't think so. You're fired. Psh, yeah, fired the sun.
I agree.
Now it's dark out all the time.
I like it. We work today. You know, show goes on. Show goes on. Top story of the day. IDF withdraws from South Gaza. Is that true?
Yeah.
No shit. Mm-hmm. Israel said on Sunday, the 6-month mark of the ruinous conflict in Gaza, that is withdrawing all but one brigade from the south of the enclave. Describing the move as an opportunity for troops to rest and retool for the next chapter of the war. Oh, all right. So they're getting a little R&R.
No, you don't.
Spring break? Is it spring break over there?
It could be.
All right.
But you don't pull out of an area with the intent of going back in unless you're taking heavy casualties usually. So this is like probably a period of détente. They're probably going to try to cool it off for a bit and get any remaining hostages out. That would be my guess.
All right.
Israel's also getting a lot of heat now. So within the past, this is speculation on my part, but within the past 2 weeks, the calls to get rid of Netanyahu have ramped up again, both inside and outside the country. And I think he's just trying to diffuse that right now.
Yeah, it's strange. I know, look, Biden has come out and spoken against him. Obviously, and so is a bunch of people in Hollywood, which I'm sure that he cares about. You know, I'm sure all of Israel cares what Hollywood is doing. And then these protests that are happening in these cities like Chicago and San Francisco, and even the city council in San Francisco said, stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that might have had the effect that they were hoping for.
Maybe,
here.
Maybe it was that one dude in Michigan.
It could have been him.
That's the next story we'll talk about.
Yeah, I don't want to rule it out, but Israel Defense Forces said in a statement that its 98th Commando Division, which consists of Special Ground Forces, had concluded its mission in the city of Khan Yunis. Probably not saying that right, but I gave it a go, and left Gaza to recuperate and prepare for future operations. The drawdown announcement Sunday seemed to mirror a withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza City earlier this year, after the army said it had dismantled Hamas brigades in the north and was pivoting to more targeted operations. Where are those operations then, if they're pulling out of here?
That I don't know. They may mean domestically and they may mean elsewhere, like Lebanon and such.
Oh, no shit.
Lebanon, Syria, yeah.
Okay. So any shot that they're all done here and they're going to pack up for good?
I have no idea. I don't know what they're planning on doing. I mean, this is... It's a difficult situation, obviously, and I don't know if they're going to try to play both sides now. You know what I mean?
Israel?
Yeah, like try to rehabilitate their image a little bit. After it's like what it feels like, this announcement coming this soon after them clipping those Iranian dudes kind of feels like Big Brother and Little Brother are playing around, and Big Brother hits Little Brother a little too hard, and then he fucking backs off a little bit so he doesn't tell Mom. That's kind of what it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the strange thing for me, though, is if... Well, let's just take 9/11, since we were talking about it earlier.
Never forget.
Yeah, we won't. We won't forget it. Bob? We didn't stop for 20 years.
Have you forgotten?
9/11?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one on January 6th. Because that had the effect of like 4 9/11s and I believe a couple Pearl Harbors. So That's probably the one that he's referring to. No, but in all sincerity, we went for 20 fucking years against somebody over one event. I would be hard pressed to believe they're going to stop now for roughly, you know, half that number or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So why stop if you're Israel just because the rest of the world says what you're doing is immoral? We didn't stop.
Yeah. Well, one, it's not roughly half that number, because if you parse it out population wise, it would be like if 30,000 Israelis were killed.
Okay.
Right. So it would be 10 times larger than us. But the problem is the persistent threat. And it's an interesting question, to be honest. Like, a lot of people... I've seen some people concerned about this type of language because it is somewhat similar, I suppose, to what people were saying about the Jews in the 30s and 40s. But no one wants these so-called Palestinians in their country, right? Because there's no such thing as a Palestinian. They're either Egyptian or Jordanian, period. That's it. Stop playing these fucking games. But everywhere these people have migrated to, like, they tried to fucking overthrow Jordan.
Yep.
And they kicked them all out, except for a couple, right? Lebanon, they don't have rights. You can't get a professional license. You can't be an attorney or a doctor or anything if you're a fucking so-called Palestinian. Kuwait kicked every single one of them out of their country, like over like 300,000 several years ago.
You don't remember why? You know why?
Because they tried to foment insurrection there?
Even worse, they supported Saddam Hussein after he invaded. They were like collaborators.
No shit.
Yeah, they were like, hell yeah, this is cooler than Kuwait. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't think that every person in Gaza is Hamas necessarily. I don't think all of them support Hamas or anything like that. I mean, that's modeled a thing of a sort. I don't like it. I know that not everybody in the United States supports the shit that we do in foreign policy.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make the threat less. Palestine is Palestinians, rather, so-called Palestinians, are constantly trying to attack Israel. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe it's because Israel dominates them for 70-some years now, right? Maybe that's the problem.
But why stop if you're Israel? Like, you know, this problem is going to persist for fucking ever, and another attack like this is probably going to happen again.
Well, I guess
I think if you take your foot off the gas right now, then you're fucked.
I feel like there's a decent analog to this in the West, which is the U.S. and natives, right? Like, let's just say for the sake of argument that after the, what was the Indian Registration Act or whatever the fuck it was? I don't remember what the name of that thing was. But anyways, it made the reservations and everything. Imagine if after that, the native tribes continued persistently to attack the U.S. instead of just like building a life or whatever the fuck, which is what they did, you know, and then used the legal process to sue for peace and then sue for, not sue literally, but sue for peace.
Uh-huh.
And then to gain some economic traction and shit like that. Imagine if they just continued running raiding parties on American cities. What would we have done? You know what I mean? We would have continued to
wipe
put,
them out.
Well, we would put our thumb on their, put our boot on their neck, right? Because you just, like, what's happened has happened. It's not great, but there was a two-state solution in place and you guys decided to attack instead multiple times, right? In 48 and in 67. So it's like, I'm not sure what you expect out of that, to be honest. Like, it's Israel cares about Israel the way that countries should care about themselves.
Yeah.
That's the way countries are supposed to work. And if you're a good enough country with enough support, enough friends, then you persist. And if you are somebody who gets abandoned under the thumb of your mortal enemy by everybody who looks, thinks, talks like you, and believes like you, then, I mean, you know, that's a shitty situation. But maybe take that into consideration, I guess. If you're the PLO, your Palestinian leadership, or PLA, or if you're Hamas or Hezbollah or any of these organizations that are essentially Iranian proxies, maybe look around and be like, you know what? This is not winnable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should do something else. Maybe we should go somewhere else. Maybe we should change the way we think, right? Because every single place these people have gone, they've been kicked out of.
Yeah.
Every place.
And do you want that as your neighboring country? I think of it like this.
Well, there's no two-state solution. That's retarded.
No, like, I agree.
Let's just say for the sake of argument, forget about the West Bank. Let's just say Gaza became a country, right? And with its own military and all that other bullshit. Do you really think, is there any part of your rational brain that thinks they want to immediately start taking funding from Iran and attacking Israel all the time, right?
It'll keep happening forever.
So let's say today, right now, everybody votes, Israel votes, Gaza votes, Palestine's a country now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years from now, they attack Israel. What's Israel going to do? They're going to fuck that place up, right? The same way that we fucked up Iraq in the early 90s when they invaded Kuwait, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the functional difference exactly?
That's what I can't figure out. And I always look at it from our standpoint. Like, let's say Mexico had done this to us. And there was a terrorist attack from Mexico against our country. We wouldn't fucking stop until every single person was dead at that point. Because how can you trust them? And when they're right there as your bordering fucking nation, why would you? This is going to happen till the end of fucking time at this point. Which is why this is so surprising to me. I didn't think they would stop until that was a fucking parking lot over there.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, to be fair, Israel probably should have never been there in the first place, right? Like, it didn't make any sense in 48 to do this. As a matter of fact, most Jews, you can look this up for yourself, most Jews, European Jews especially, or even Arab Jews, who they were not Zionists until well after World War II. It wasn't a thing. Like, Zionism pre-World War II was kind of a fringe position, I'll say that, right? There was a very limited number of people who actually believed in that shit. Because, you know, Judaism is cultural, right? It's not religious in the same way. Like, there are Orthodox and shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's not really, it's like being a fucking Northeastern Catholic, mm-hmm. kind of. It's like, don't eat meat on Fridays unless you want to. It's kind of like that. It's more of a cultural thing and less about the rigidity of the theology. So that's the way it was back then as well. But it doesn't matter what the right decision in 1948 was. It fucking exists now. There's millions of people there, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not sure what the expectation is. Do any of these fucking pro-Palestinian people really think that if Palestine becomes a country, that this is just going to be over? Do they really believe that? There's no way any rational person believes that.
I think they do here. I don't think they do there, if that makes sense.
Well, no, I certainly. Well, who are the people? Who are the they there? You're talking about so-called Palestinians? No, yeah. They want to fucking destroy Israel.
No. So over there. But I'm saying if you ask people here about what their thoughts are, if we made them a fucking free state and everything they're asking for, I think Americans and a lot of Europeans will be like, oh, yeah, I think we could give them a shot. No, you can't.
Well, I mean, if they want to fight for it and win.
But they're not going to do that.
Good for them,
They're not going to do that either. So, yeah, I mean, look, if you pull out, and let's say this is the end of it, mm-hmm. right? And then they move on. I think it's probably 2 to 4 years before they attack Israel again. You're back in the same shithole, and it's the Middle East. It's the continuous cycle of the Middle East that will never, ever be broken.
Yeah, I mean, so this is going to be – this next stage is going to be really interesting because when we did to Europe and to Japan what Israel's done to Gaza – we had something called the Marshall Plan afterwards, right? General Marshall's plan to rebuild those countries. We spent a lot of money doing that.
Well, half of one of them.
Half of one of what?
We didn't get all of Germany.
Oh, no, correct. Yeah. But we didn't, the Marshall Plan wasn't just about Germany either.
It was about all of Europe.
Yeah, so like Poland, the Netherlands, we rebuilt a lot of stuff over there. And that's a smart thing to do, right? I mean, we dropped 2 nukes on Japan. Then we rebuilt a lot of their infrastructure and shit like that. And they're one of our closest allies in the world now. I don't know how this works.
I don't either.
Because everything we've done, every action we've taken in the Middle East since the 1950s has backfired. Every single one of them. Mm-hmm. From Iran to Saudi Arabia. It's just not one thing has worked. And it's because the people in charge of those places and the overall culture, the Islamic culture from those places, aren't interested in joining modernity. They want a fucking global caliphate. And if they want that, then they're going to have to step over my dead goddamn corpse to get it.
Well, the other part is, if you compare it to what's going on in America, let's take the south side of Chicago. How many years has that been like that now, where people are just fucking killing each other over and over again? We've essentially just let it go on in this country. I know Trump wanted to bring in the National Guard, and Illinois, the governor and the mayor fucking flipped out of Chicago to stop it, where it was like, all right, great. What's the alternative? You just kill each other until the end of time. That's what the Middle East is. And I'm just kind of resigned to the fact that it will never change. I don't care what happens there. And I don't want to waste any money, time, or U.S. soldiers on it whatsoever, defending this bullshit place over a god they can't see and they've never met. So I don't know how you fix it over the course of the next 2,000 years when this has been going on for 2,000 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's really this whole thing is pretty goddamn silly, to be honest.
Yeah,
like, it's there are three versions of this that are so goddamn stupid. I was talking about it over the weekend, and it's like, we believe everything you do, except for this one thing, and you can go fuck yourself, right? So between Judaism and Islam, for example, it's the bastard brother and the real brother, right? Ishmael and Isaac, Jacob's two kids. And it's like, if you read the two doctrines side by side, it's like fucking pretty similar.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's where they stole it from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you take it to the next level with Protestantism and Catholicism. More or less the same, but the priesthood transference that happened between the Maccabean period, Jesus, and then forward. So Protestants believe Jesus was the last priest of the church. And obviously Catholics believe Peter was the first pope and it transferred to him and then every pope since then.
And so, of course, we are correct. Protestantism, I've tolerated enough of even, you know, acting like what the Protestants believe is legitimate.
Bob, this is what's happening in the Middle East right now.
Yeah.
I get it. I want to say
not chest. Just the Middle East, in Ireland, it's still, yes. Ireland is still a fractured country because of this stupid bullshit, right? And then the last one is just internal to Islam. They argue, like, Sunni and Shia is based on who the next fucking guy was after Muhammad.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with what they believe.
No.
It's just about whose guy got in charge afterwards.
That's it.
It's just, what was it, Peter or Jesus? Or was it fucking Ishmael or Isaac? Or was it fucking the nephew? Or was it, did it end with Muhammad, right? Fucking shut up.
Yeah.
All the world's problems are because of these three dumbass things.
That's right? It. Right? Yeah.
Except until recently. Now the climate cult and the tranny cult thing are taking over to some degree. But the global problems have been about these specific three dumbass things. Which is like, oh, fucking my team, bitch. I'm a cowboy. I'm Redskins. What the fuck? Yeah. Guns, bombs. Shut the fuck up, you idiot. It's so stupid. Like, this whole, all human beings are so goddamn dumb.
Yeah, that's why it's all going to be over. That's why I eclipsed that hard today.
That's why I'm angry all the time. It's not because of anything particular that's happening. It's just because all of you are so fucking stupid. That's really what it is.
Oh, next up, you're going to love this story then. Death to America, chance of death to America, and death to Israel rang out during a protest in a Michigan city that was recently dubbed the jihad capital of the United States by the Wall Street Journal. Demonstrators gathered in the city in the commemoration of Al-Quds Day. Am I saying that right? Probably not.
Quds.
Quds?
Quds. Like Quds Force, like the special forces
it's
in Iran.
Quds, you know? I mean, what do we...
Call them the Cunt Force.
All right. The Cunt Force. And this is Cunts Day, an international day to express support for Palestine and oppose the Israel occupation of Palestinian territories. Protests came less than a week after seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen were killed by Israeli airstrikes in Gaza.
Yeah, and a friend of a friend as well, former Canadian operator, one of Jake Steak's buddies, was pulling security for these guys, and he got blown up.
No way. And is he alive?
No, he's dead. Oh, shit. Yep.
Go ahead and play this video, Bob. Do we know what city this is in Michigan?
Dearborn, right?
Yeah, it's Dearborn, man.
Oh, Christ.
It's fucking Muslim Central.
It's all so this is actually, Somalis and bullshit here.
This is actually the same place where we did a story a couple months ago, maybe like 6 months ago.
They got rid of all the gay flags.
Yeah, we were like, ha, 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 you got liberals don't get these brown people.
And yeah.
It's like, oh, they have
whoopsies, ages. They hate gay people there.
Yeah. But they also hate America.
I know. But they live here, which is fucking crazy to me. So go ahead and play this.
Malcolm X said,
Muhammad Jihad.
Yep.
And I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth. And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant, death to Israel, has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today."
Now, what should happen right here is somebody should walk up to this dude and blow his brains out.
I agree. How is he still alive?
Imam Khomeini recognized that Israel is an evil settler colonialist project.
Like, I don't give a fuck about Israel.
He realized it is a cancer.
You know, if they want to go fight Israel, they'll go fight.
Israel, before
saying this shit in my country,
was a sacred cow. Get the fuck out, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you want Sharia law, go back to the country you came from, because they had it.
They had it.
And then you fled.
Of them. But
fucking
now,
retard.
The people of country.
Also, what's the cutoff on settler colonialism? Because that's basically how Islam got across the entire world.
That's how Islam started.
Yeah.
Well, they don't remember the Ottoman Empire even, which wasn't, it didn't end, it was 100 years ago or so that it ended, right? Which is sooner than the U.S. was colonizing places.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the Islamic Golden Age, which was like the 800s.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off. Half the eclipse off. Yeah, everything in the goddamn store. That's pillows, sheets, mattresses, adjustable bases, mattresses for RVs. You name it, they got it. It's all 50% off, and it's all made in the good old U.S. of A. Now, the beauty of it is not only do you get 50% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, but they also have a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. Load up the cart as high as it'll go. Stretch out those payments over 3 years. You probably won't even recognize the charges on your credit card. All right, just a guess. Great time to get a brand new bedroom set at GhostBed.com/drinkingbros, where it's all half off. Take advantage of it. Exploit it. Go to GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got MyBookie.com. Promo code drinkingbros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. National championship tonight. All right, kids. If you listen to the show on a daily basis, you know that I always picked Monday Night Football and then Thursday Night Football in the NFL over the fall. I mean, we got the national championship here tonight. I really haven't missed this year. The way too early prediction show last year for college football, I picked Michigan to win the national championship. That happened. NFL, I picked the Chiefs. That happened. Prediction show for college basketball, I picked UConn. That's going to happen. Tonight, I'm going to say that they cover the -6.5 spread, and they win by double digits again, and UConn will be your national champion tonight. Put the house on it. I think your wife will be fine with it. Just take out another mortgage and put your house on it. I think it's going down, and I've got a lot of money on it. It's also Masters Week, and that's a blast to bet on as well. Those are like little lottery tickets, man, because the odds are crazy on some of those guys. Tiger Woods is playing. He's not having sex because he needs to make the cut. You can bet on that. Tons of stuff to bet on over there. They also got great casinos. Don't sleep on the casinos, man. Live blackjack. So it's not a computer. You actually get to see hands dealt to you in other countries, which is fucking great. So that way you're actually playing against a fucking human and they can't fuck you, dude. And I love that. Only MyBookie.com does shit like that. Also, the NFL draft is coming up in 2 weeks here. We will be live that night with Derek Wolfe and betting on all those picks. Won a ton of money last year on Bijan Robinson. Load up that account right now. Bet with us or against us. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got FirstForm.com/DRINKINGBROS. Talking about those micro factors, dog. Got to get these vitamins in your system. Let's face it. We're all not working out the way we need to every day or eating the way we want every single day. However, it is important to get all the proper vitamins inside of our body right now. Proper vitamins inside the body right now at firstform.com. This takes the guesswork out of it. Gives you a little cardboard box, a little trap door, pops open, plastic pouch, boom, good to go with all the essentials. What's in it? You got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, EFAs, fruits and veggies, and the probiotics. Everything you need to get your heart pumping, brain moving, and bowels moving as well over there. Also, check out that liver detox. If you had a hard night of boozing, get that liver detox over there. It helps, dude. It fucking helps the next day. They got a ton of amazing supplements. Energy drinks are the best in the biz, in my opinion. Right now, you're getting free shipping on orders over $75 over there. It's a big boy savings if you start loading up that cart over there. Free shipping. Orders over $75 at firstform.com/drinkingbros. So micro factors need to become a part of your every single day, though. I promise you that. Comes with 30 in a box, one for every single day of the month. Boom, you reorder it and you're good to go. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Last but not least, on the old Eclipse Day, we've got adamandeve.com. Promo code Drinking Bros going to get you 50% off one item plus free shipping. Look, we've said this a million times on the show, and I'll say it again. Their fucking menu at adamandeve.com is better than the Cheesecake Factory. You can get everything over there. Actually, shit. If you can get through the whole fucking website, dude, I'll give you a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer next time you come in the studio, all right? That's how infinite it is over there. But choose wisely. You only get 50% off and free shipping on one item and one item only. So sit down with your wife, your girlfriend, your lover, your gay lover, your trans friend, whoever it is you're sticking your penis inside of in this life, and say, hey, what would you like to get tonight? You want some dildos? You want some lube? You want a pocket pussy? You want a sex doll? You want a rubber fist? You want a rubber leg for me to jam inside your anus, dude? They got it all. Just sit down and look through the whole goddamn catalog. Head on over to adamandeve.com today. Use promo code Drinking Bros for 50% off plus free shipping on any one item over there. Choose wisely. So we've got FBI showing up to people's houses over social media posts. Who's going to these guys' fucking front door?
Hopefully Ground Branch is going in there and fucking putting 556 in their foreheads, to be honest.
But they're not. And these people are continuing to protest and do this bullshit in the streets over and over and over again. How is this even allowed in this country?
Well, you can say whatever you want. But as long as you're not making Brandenburg v. Ohio is pretty clear. As long as you're not saying, like saying death to Israel is not a crime.
But they said death to America.
Also not a crime.
Really?
Yeah. Like, well, because what he's saying is, I want to uproot the social and political system we have here and replace it with something else. That's not a crime, necessarily.
All right.
He's not talking about overthrowing the government. He's talking about changing. This is what Ilhan Omar and AOC always talk about. So technically, that's not a crime.
I don't want these fucking people here.
No, it's anybody from any of these Islamic countries that come over here and talk about the good old days, like they should be fucking sent back where they came from. Every single one of them. As a matter of fact, if you don't say, I love America and I'm glad I'm here and not there anymore, and I renounce all that stupid shit that happened over there, then you should get kicked the fuck out.
I agree, man, which is why nobody wants to go there. Dearborn's that place that Biden lost to that Israel protest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, during the primaries. Have fun.
You know what's actually interesting that I learned the other day when this video was going viral? I didn't know that only 24% of Arab Americans are Muslim.
Really?
Yeah, it's like...
They're mostly Christian.
What percentage of... well, I mean, because they fled, right? They're Assyrian. There's a lot of Assyrian Christians here. There's a lot of regular Christians. And a lot of the... most of the Africans that are here are also Christian and not Arab. Or, I'm sorry, Christian and not Muslim.
Yeah.
Because they come from Cameroon. I mean, they West Africa, right?
Or even East Africa, like Ethiopia and stuff like that. That's a Christian
Ethiopia
country.
I mean, so that's one of the root causes of their problem as well, because there's a lot of Christians there. And, you know, Ilhan Omar's family didn't like it, so they started killing a bunch of people. Then she escaped to come here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Thank God she got out alive.
Yeah. And now she's lecturing us on
sarcasm.
Anything.
Yeah.
I'll say this once again. I don't give a fuck about people that have something to say about this. Islam, as it stands right now globally, is not in any way compatible with Western society.
Nope.
Sorry. Like, you can go read the Talmud, the Torah, you can go read the Bible in its entirety, and you can find objectionable things in there about owning and beating slaves, about raping people, murder, about all this stuff. Nobody believes or behaves that way anymore, right? Mm-hmm. The only fucking group on earth that en masse is still reading their fucking 1,000-year-old book and doing the crazy shit inside of it is you. Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Go back to your dirt country and shut the fuck up until you're ready to join civilization.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Spit in your hand, grab two handfuls of dirt, and make a fucking house for you and the kids. That's it. Get the fuck out of this one. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. Because I would love for the FBI to go there, and they'd be like, oh, hey, so about that death to America thing, are we good?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Where are you at on that?
Well, here's what I think they should do, right? We should make two different uniforms. And somebody that says that shit publicly, we should just give him the fucking bad one.
Yeah.
Like, here, this is your, we're all going to meet up on the 24th at noon if you're ready, right? Noon. We can do it later in the day if that's if you need to work first. And we're going to fucking figure this all out. Here's your uniform because that's the side you chose.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Let's do it that way. Let's do it the way we've done it for thousands of years. Not allowing somebody to infiltrate our political system and become powerful inside of our political system. When somebody comes into our political system with divergent ideas that involve violence like this, we kill them, typically, right? Launch this dude into the fucking sun.
I'm surprised.
So, some dude that still has his accent from the shithole country he came from, coming here and saying death to America, he should be executed on the spot. Boom, brain's gone, the end. Like, hey, if anybody else wants to come, we can start a line, put some stanchions up, people can walk through the line, every one of them. Boom, single shot, don't waste any bullets.
Yeah. With this, there's so many militias in Michigan. I'm surprised nobody's picked off any of these guys. For real.
The FBI is too busy trying to frame white supremacists for kidnapping the governor up there. You know?
There was actually a guy who was shot and killed. I was just Googling this to see something for trying to burn down the mosque in Dearborn, Michigan, like a year ago.
For the militia? How'd he do?
Didn't some dude shoot a little fucking Muslim kid, too? Or something? Or was that Asian?
Right after 10/7, somebody stabbed a Muslim kid to death. I don't know where that was.
Oh, that was for the Israeli.
Which is obviously that guy deserves to be lit on fire.
Yes. Yes.
But
I mean, that ideology isn't too far away from J6 Granny, though. God told me to be here and break the law. So it's like, all right, maybe don't say that.
J6 Granny, dude.
Yeah.
So, 2022, Dearborn police fatally shot an armed man in Detroit. Saturday morning after he fired at them at the scene of a suspicious fire at a Dearborn mosque.
I don't got a problem with that. Don't try to burn people's fucking shit down.
Yeah.
Like that shouldn't be your go-to.
And if that was the goal there, do better. You got to do better at your job. If you want to succeed in life, you know, you have something to look up to now and you failed. So I'm sorry about it. That's it. You lost. Next up, guac is extra. An employee had been shot in the leg over guacamole inside a Chipotle restaurant Friday night, according to local reports. The Chipotle employee, a 21-year-old man from Detroit, was shot in the leg after an argument with a customer escalated. Look, we just had this Dearborn story. Now we got this fucking Detroit story. Can we just say that it's probably just not going to get any better up there ever again? Everybody's like, oh, Detroit's making a comeback. Is it?
No.
Probably not.
No.
It's not coming back.
Places that are on the come up don't have people getting shot over guacamole.
I mean, I understand it. You know, if you're a guac fan, Thomas Huber, a witness, told Fox 2, I was just eating a bowl and I heard shouting and then I looked over. They're arguing. One of the workers went to the back. I don't know why. And then he was in the back. The customer walked around the corner, tried to grab his food, and put it in a bag. Then the employee came back, and then they started fighting, and that's when we heard a gunshot, and we all just ran out as quickly as we could. The incident stemmed from a dispute over guacamole, which cost $2.65 extra? Well, shit, now I understand.
Avocados are expensive, bud.
Fuck that, dude.
We only get them from Mexico.
That's Bidenomics, man. No, then yes, this is totally justified. $2.65 for extra guac? Fuck that. For a burrito?
Well, the thing is the guy working at Chipotle, the fucking 19-year-old kid, probably doesn't set the prices, right?
I'm hoping it was a manager he shot.
Even that guy is not setting the prices. It's set at corporate, right?
I think I would have slid that across the thing to him. Said, look, man, I understand. $2.65 that's the cost of a fucking double Whopper with cheese, for Christ's sakes, dude. Like, yeah, that's probably worth a bullet, I would say. That's what happens, though, dude. Inflation and recession, and you start charging people $2.65 for guac? Fuck that, dude. Michael Beals, who captured the shooting on video. Oh, fuck. Do we have a video of this, Bob? Pop this up, dude. Let's see some fucking shots fired inside Chipotle. Man. I'd like to see this. I'd like to see what their bathroom looks like as well. I bet it's an absolute fucking paint job in there. Go. Play this.
What the fuck?
Dude, this camera guy sucks.
Well, there's... Is that guy black? Look at that. Oh, so yeah, he's got a gun, dude. It's a black guy.
But it kind of seems like he's getting attacked by the other dude.
Tough call there. Tough call there. But it is a black guy.
He's already behind the counter. So you can see from the start of the video, they're like, dude, what the fuck? Because he went behind the counter and he's just like, fuck. Clearly, he's like, fuck you guys. I'm taking this guac.
Yeah.
Then finally, the employee is like, dude, get the fuck out of here, which you're not supposed to do if you work in retail. You basically, if someone just wants to start like fingering you, you kind of have to let them and call the cops after.
Very true. Very true.
Which hole are we talking about?
Butthole. It's always the butthole.
It's the customer's always right. Kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you got to let them put it in there. Past the second knuckle, though, is a big ask. I'll say that. So, homeboy, did he get him out of there? Was that the worker who got him out of there?
The worker drags him out of there, but the guy kicks his ass, gets him on the ground. I think the gun comes out around here because you start hearing like, no, no, no. Like the woman sees the gun and gets upset. And then the guy's already on the ground at this point, and he's just flexing on him. Like he's clearly looking over him.
Oh,
and
he's kicking him. Yeah.
He's just like, this is what you get.
Look, and again, $265 for guac. I kind of understand this video. That's a lot, dude. Just give him free guacamole and move on with your fucking day. If you work there, what do you give a shit? You know?
Well, you want to keep your job, right? So this guy's upset about $2.65.
Yeah.
Which is about half probably of what this dickhole's making per hour.
Sure.
So you can't fucking just pay $2.65 and fuck off.
There's going to be a moment though where everybody rises up like this against the government and what's happening, and they've had enough. I got this close when they charged me $3.39 for that crunchy fucking taco with sour cream.
Crunchwrap Supreme?
Nope. It was just a crunchy normal Supreme.
Dude. Oh yeah, yeah.
Normal Supreme cost me $3.39. I thought about it.
Well, the good news for all these people that all of these places, every fast food place will be automated within 5 years. There will be no more fast food jobs.
Yeah, probably true.
Like certain, God, I can't remember which ones it was. I think Taco Bell might be one of them. But there's a couple of fast food restaurants that have announced they're only going to make all the new restaurants they build will be automated. Yeah. Like there's two major ones. I can't remember which ones they are, but.
And I saw it firsthand. So I was in LA a few weeks ago and there was a McDonald's like right in front of my hotel. And I went to grab a bite after the flight. Most of it is automated inside of there. And I don't think it's for the reason you're thinking of too. Yes, it'll save money on workers and all that other shit. But the other part too is in a lot of these major cities, nobody speaks English. So I watch these motherfuckers who had just hopped over the border like an hour ago, order off of this huge screen at McDonald's with the giant pictures. At least you can just press the picture and then swipe a card or whatever it is. And then you know what you're getting. But the hilarious thing is there was still an employee who had to call out the number.
Sure, yeah.
And they didn't know, and they sat there for 40 minutes.
Well, that is,
they called out their number over and over because they didn't speak English.
You just need those cards they use at the dunk contest.
Oh, yeah,
or at like an Olympic event, just hold the thing up. Once again, by the way, Waffle House way ahead of the curve on this thing.
Yes.
If you had just gone there in the first place, you wouldn't be dealing with any of this shit.
No, you're all good there, dude. And they fight back.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean,
like the Waffle House is essentially candidates for American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Right. But they're down on their luck, but they still got the skill.
It's minor league for UFC training.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, all right, cool, man. Are you good enough for the UFC? Yeah. Start a Waffle House.
Well, that's a lot. So a lot of people have these origin stories for how they got involved in fighting. A lot of people are college or high school or college wrestlers or whatever the fuck. Didn't Max Holloway say he got into fighting because he was playing video games or some shit like that, Delco?
No, he would learn moves, though, through the UFC.
Yeah, that's probably not true. But, you know, there's origin stories. I feel like...
Waffle House, though.
I feel like instead of this Roadhouse movie they just made, which was terrible. I mean, I haven't seen it, so maybe it's great. Every single review I've seen is like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Yeah.
So instead of a dude leaving the UFC and going to fucking a bar somewhere to be a bouncer, maybe the story is he goes to be a line cook at Waffle House, right? And he's not particularly good at it.
Yeah.
So he gets a lot of complaints.
I like it.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're trying to toughen your kid up, don't send him to Ray Cashcare for the little gay fucking military stuff. No, that's nothing. That's nothing. This is somebody yelling at you. Uh-huh. Get him involved in some knife fights at Waffle House.
Yeah.
Send your 16-year-old to be a cook at Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if he's got a little attitude problem,
And then that'll do it, right?
That'll fucking do it for
that'll
sure.
That'll toughen him up. Yeah. Is what it will. Next up, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? The Rock went on Fox News over the weekend and said he wasn't happy with the state of the country. He continued to say that he was hopeful we could get back to getting this country back on track. But then he lamented the fact that he endorsed Biden in 2020. And then obviously you can play the tape here, Bob.
He also got choke slammed by The Undertaker.
Did you see that, by the way?
WrestleMania?
Yeah.
No.
I was surprised Undertaker was there. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, Cena came back, too.
Yeah, he's got a legacy contract.
Who came back?
Taker.
Cena.
Oh, yeah, Cena. Cena came out. Yeah.
Rock bottomed him.
Yeah. Play this tape. WWE is bigger than ever right now. Logan Paul was great, too.
Are you happy with the state of America?
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this. This is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no.
Yeah. Look, his entire audience is right, whether or not he wants to admit it or not. Hollywood has left, and he was trying to appease them. But
well, I think he just did.
Yeah, he did.
So the point he's making is that he shouldn't have used his influence the way that people in his position expect they should use their influence, right? Like Hollywood people preaching to other people about how to vote and shit like that. And he took a lot of heat for it over the weekend. I mean, he got lit up by pretty much any lefty fucking cunt that has anything to say about anything. Definitely chimed in on this. And I get, you could probably call that an apolitical message, right? Uh-huh. Like he didn't endorse anybody. Like he said he's not going to, actually. But doing it on Fox News is a message in itself, yep. Right? And then saying that you're not happy with the state of the country is a message in itself. And then saying that you regret endorsing Biden and not just saying endorsing anyone also sends a message.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, he's saying it without saying it, which is kind of a bitch move, frankly.
Well, and we talked about this on yesterday's show as well, with The Rock in particular. So I think his biggest issue, this is me personally, Hollywood is dying. They're not making any more movies and TV shows and everything else. Live sports, though, is through the roof. And Netflix just signed a $10 billion deal. He's a chairman of the board on WWE. WWE is back, dude. I mean, everybody's posting clips and all that other shit. Logan Paul was great, by the way, over the weekend. Undertaker came back, John Cena, Roman Reigns. Now you have The Rock back. WWE is gaining in popularity. Not that it really fell off that much, but it was missing some superstars. Now you got some superstars back in it. And no, he's not going to piss off 95% of the WWE. I personally think The Rock himself is just going where the money is right now. And that's what everybody does usually over time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, him coming out and making these statements is going to piss off everybody in Hollywood because we're heading down, 7 months away now? Yeah, 7 months from Election Day. I can promise you this. His agency and everybody else probably wants him to go and tour around and do these speaking engagements for Biden and all that other shit, just like all these other celebrities are going to do. We're going to see that throughout the summer and the fall and the rest of the fucking year until the Election Day. He's out now. He's not going to be able to do that. Because if he shows up at a fucking Biden rally, WWE fans are going to riot.
Yeah, I mean, they should have the first time.
They did. I mean, right. Do you remember his social media feed? I mean, he got torched. He got absolutely fucking torched for endorsing Biden. And it was over and over. It was so relentless that it went on for like a year and a half on his posts of like, it didn't matter what he was doing. Yeah.
What do they want him to be? Do they want him to be apolitical or they're like, or do they want him to endorse Trump?
Who's they, by the way?
The fans.
Right. So here's the biggest overall issue with what he did in 2020. Now, like Dan said earlier, now you can't win on either side, in my opinion. And if he just never would have said anything at all in 2020, let people think whatever they're going to think. And this goes back to the old adage. It was a famous quote by Nicholson and Jordan back in the day. Jordan said, Republicans buy sneakers too, so I'm not going to go out and do this shit. And that was what Jack Nicholson said back in the day, is Republicans buy fucking movie tickets. So, no, I'm not going to come out and endorse anybody. The Rock is so globally beloved. That was his first mistake in 2020. Now, he can't go back and correct it in 2024, like Dan said, because he's going to piss off the other side.
Well, I think what The Rock is doing here has nothing to do with film or television or the WWE. I think he wants to run for office.
Well, I do too, but that's not going to happen until at least 28.
No, I don't mean president. I think he wants to run for Senate or something like that.
I think he's going to. I think he'll eventually run for president.
Maybe, but I think he's going to run for Senate probably in 26. That'd be my guess. And this is part of it. You don't go from nothing to. He's not Donald Trump. I'm sorry. He's just not, right? You don't go from never serving anywhere politically right into the presidency. Even Obama pretended to be a senator for a year.
You don't think he'll win? Let me ask you guys, if The Rock ran,
For
how
president?
Close to you be? Yes, for
no,
president.
No, he's not a serious person.
I would never, ever, I will never vote for a celebrity for a political office, ever.
Not unless he was in another political position for some time and showed extreme competence in that position.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the only
yeah.
way, right?
Now, if he runs, is he going to be a face or a heel?
Well, you got to be a heel.
Yeah,
those are more fun.
Heel Rock? Yeah, I'll vote for president.
Yeah, I think he's got to be, right?
If he just showed up to every campaign rally like he did the other day and just roast everybody in the crowd, call them a bunch of fucking fat losers and shit,
yep.
I would vote for him for sure. I don't care what his
saying.
Politics are.
That's what Trump did. What's this clip? What do you got here? Nah, we're on Patreon, right?
Yeah, it's a WWE, though. You don't have to show it.
Yeah, we'll play the audio.
He might handle China well. I think Xi Jinping might have trouble dealing with The Rock.
Okay, let's hear it.
Golden, who did? Who's going to step forward?
Now, Mick, if you need even further clarification, let The Rock tell you in Chinese.
Uh-oh. Chinese?
Jing bang ding dong his don't go ai.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. People's champ right there, dude. When he said that, that place went bug, dude. China, fuck you. He could win. I think he could win. I'm not kidding, dude. And I think as we get further and further on down the road, give it 28 or 32, I think he could win. What's he's what, in his 50s right now?
Everyone can win now.
I think so, too.
The floodgates are open.
I think so, too. I think Oprah could have won. I think Michelle Obama could have won this election. It's just a popularity contest at this point. And he's good at it. I genuinely believe that he could win at some point. Not now, but 4 years, absolutely. So would it surprise me if he ran in 4 years? No. Who are we going to have in 4 years?
Ron DeSantis.
Boring.
He's going to win.
If The Rock ran as a Republican, would you vote for Ron DeSantis or The Rock?
I wouldn't vote for either one of those people.
Right.
As things stand right now.
Yeah.
But it's mostly because DeSantis is doing the shit that we talked about on fake news last
week.
That's
what I'm saying. So 4 years is a long time.
I think he's an authoritarian just like everybody else. I don't know anything about The Rock politically, except for he makes bad decisions about who he's going to endorse. But again, like Delco said, if he plays the whole thing heel, I'm in.
I know. Same. Right?
Like, be anti-everything.
I would have voted for Hulk Hogan back in the day before he said the N-word. You know?
The stock went up with me.
It went down on that sex tape when he said, oh, I feel like a pig. I didn't like that, dude. Just, you're still Hulk Hogan, you know? Did you have a couple of extra, you know, crunchy tacos? Maybe that night. I don't know. I don't know what happened before he fucks his best friend's wife, but I would have voted for him. If he came out to I'm a Real American at the fucking rally, I would have gone nuts, dude, as a kid. I'd go nuts now. I'd fucking tear my shirt off and vote for him.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think that should be the national anthem. I've said that a couple times.
Yeah.
What's
The Rock's theme song? Does he have a good one?
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Play it. Just fucking play it.
I don't really remember it, to be honest with you. I remember John Cena's very well.
I don't know what John Cena's is.
Oh, yeah. Your time is up. My time is now.
The Rock is cooking. The Rock says.
Nah.
I think
there's better
John
versions.
John Cena's is really good.
No, that nothing. Nothing will ever beat Stone Cold, though, right?
Well, I got Hogan at one.
No way.
And I got not Stone even, Cold no at way. Two.
The glass break?
Yeah.
My dick hard.
Not even close.
I got Undertaker at three. That's my top three.
Undertaker at three, Hogan at two, but Stone Cold is one, and it's not. There's no fucking argument there.
Play that, dude. Let's have the audience chime. If you're on Patreon right now, write in the comments after you hear the show. What is your favorite fucking coming out song? I love it. I'm just saying it's not one.
It's one.
It's not.
It's one.
Real American, dude. Yeah.
Can you imagine? So it's the State of the Union, and everybody's fucking hanging out, and all of a sudden you hear the glass break, and Trump comes out with two fucking Coors Lights and slams them together and
drinks both. Come on, man. I'm in.
D-Generation X is one, by the way.
I'm just saying.
No, it's definitely not. But you're right though. D-Gen should be in the top three or four. It's up there.
He's in the top five.
It's up there with Hogan.
I still got Real American at one. I got Undertaker at two, I think. And I got this at three. I got Stone Cold at three. Undertaker's just so fucking iconic.
Stone Cold,
dude,
at three is ridiculous.
Man. Is it?
Yes, that's ridiculous.
I mean, just the I am a real. To this day, I get a fucking boner. I get a goddamn Eclipse boner to that, dude. To I Am a Real American by Hulk Hogan? Come on, dude. I got Stone Cold at three. I'm sorry. And I love you, Stone Cold. I do. But Undertaker's two, Hogan one, and then boom. That's
my top
three.
What about Goldberg?
What's that?
What about Goldberg?
I don't remember Goldberg's.
It was kind of like a movie score.
Play Goldberg's.
Play Goldberg's real quick.
And you just chant his name, Goldberg.
Yeah, I like the chant. I just don't remember the song.
All natural, though.
Always.
That's good, but it's too cinematic. Like,
yeah.
Here's the way you should judge it. Imagine that it's the State of the Union, and everybody's already been introduced except for the president.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the president to come in. I mean, I'll say either one. Either one would be good. Hulk or Stone Cold in that scenario would be good.
Sounds like the Game of Thrones music.
Bob, give me I Am a Real American here. I got to hear it now. The audience needs to hear it. They fucking deserved it. It's Eclipse Day. Let's give the people what they want. Give me I Am a Real American.
Is Joel still
here? Tell me you don't get fucking bricked up, dude.
Is Joel still here?
He got Eclipse, man.
Yeah,
he was back in the trailer. I think his trailer melted.
Yeah, he may be dead.
Nope. I need to hear it from the beginning of it, dude.
This is his official WWE walk-out.
Well, that's also not Real American. He has two entrances.
Yeah. And that's how good he was. He had two entrances, motherfucker.
Well, that's how bad the song was.
No, I Am a Real American, dude.
The one with him playing the guitar is the one.
And so, my fellow Americans,
who cut this video?
I think the WWE.
I love it.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Yeah. Oh, God, listen to that.
I am a real American.
Fuck you, Mom and Dad.
Every man, I am a real American.
That's it. That's one.
Yeah, but you don't play.
It's one.
This is the national anthem. This is the anthem for all Americans, right? So there's the national anthem and there's Hail to the Chief. Those are two separate things.
Sure.
So Hail to the Chief should be Stone Cold's music, and this should be the national anthem. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'll give that to you.
Because imagine, like, seriously, I'm going to have Joel cut this. It's Trump going into the fucking State of the Union for his first State of the Union, and we're going to put Stone Cold's music over it. And you can see exactly what it looks
like. Well, we'll do both. That way the audience can decide what he needs to do there.
What about the Triple H water spit moment?
It's like the water spit is nice, but it's not a theme song. Like
his theme song is also good.
Yeah, his theme song is good. I think the D-Generation X stuff we use if we go to war. Right?
Oh yeah,
because like fucking that's telling people one. To suck it and shit like that. That's that should be the Secretary of Defense should be in charge of that.
Yeah, I agree. God damn it, dude! This was an unexpected boner today. I love fucking a UB like that, dude. I love a good old fashioned UB, an unexpected boner, man. Fuck, I got bricked up over that song. I don't know if I'm going to be able to complete the show, to be honest with you. God damn. I'll try. Next up, how to sabotage a country. About 200,000 deportation cases have been thrown out by immigration judges. Huge shock. According to a new report published by the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, TRAC, researchers evaluated data from January 2021 to February 2024 and found that 200,000 asylum or other immigration cases were dismissed because the Department of Homeland Security didn't file the proper paperwork with the courts in time for the scheduled hearings. Why bother anymore? Is any of this shocking?
By the way, these are 200,000 cases.
Ooh, if I get iced again, dude, live on camera. Jesus Christ, bro. That's intense.
These are 200,000 like cases in progress. So this isn't, I illegally crossed the border, I got an NTA, and now it's just not going to be adjudicated. These are people. These are actual cases against people, 200,000 of them.
Yeah.
So this included mass releasing illegal foreign nationals in the country who were given an NTA before immigration court. In 2023, the Center Square first reported that Hondurans who illegally entered the country were being released by Border Patrol agents after giving them NTAs. I talked about it way before 2023. And their court dates are in North Carolina for some reason in 2026.
Yeah.
Right. 3 years later in a different fucking state, internal part of the country, by the way, into the interior. NTAs state the individual listed on it have entered the U.S. illegally and are subject for removal. And then ICE went through the process, and it's not on Honduran, but I'll use this one as an example. ICE went through the process of looking into this specific person and seeing if they were eligible for expedited removal, which means there's something other than just being here illegally in today's world, right,
mm-hmm.
that warranted that. And 200,000 of those cases just got thrown out by immigration judges because they didn't do the paperwork correctly. 200,000 human people,
mm-hmm.
human beings
yeah.
that should not be here are just here now because, whoopsie, like, not what the fuck?
So
here's a Honduran NTA obtained by Center Square states the following. You are an arriving alien. The Department of Homeland Security alleges that you, one, are not a citizen or national of the United States. Two, you're a native of Honduras and a citizen of Honduras. Three, on or about May 2nd, 2023, you applied for admission in the United States at Brownsville, Texas, port of entry. Four, you are an immigrant not in possession of a valid, unexpired immigrant visa, reentry permit, border crossing card, or other valid entry document required by Immigration and Naturalization Act. On the basis of the foregoing, it is charged that you are subject to removal from the United States pursuant to, and then lists the fucking laws. Now, my contact at Border Patrol says that this is from, that the data that we're going to get over the next 2 years is about 20 times this many people. That's how many of these cases they're being told are going to be thrown out because they process these people and then they elevate the case to the immigration judge, to the court for prosecution. And they're being told that 20 times this amount are going to get thrown out over the next several years, right? So that means 4 fucking million people. And we see who's crossing the border. It's all dudes.
Yep.
It's all dudes from places that we don't want people coming here
military
from.
Military age males. The only shocking statistic about this article here is that it's not more. 200,000 seems low to me.
Well, that's old data.
Okay.
Like the stuff that's getting processed right now that they're also going to throw out,
yeah.
it's about 4 million people.
Because all this
shit. Which is about half, by the way, of the illegals that have come here.
Of course. But all the shit that they keep bitching about on the left as far as what they need to do to fix immigration and everything else. We need to hire more judges to process these people. No. Just shut down the fucking border. That's it. Just shut it down. Shut it the fuck down. Otherwise, yeah, these people are overwhelmed. They don't really give a shit. It's kind of like the Chipotle worker right there. I just would have given him the fucking guac at that point. And I'm sure these judges are the same way, where they're like, dude, give these people the guac and get them out of my fucking... Just get them out of here. I just want to go home. I don't want to see these grimy, dirty fucks walking around pretending like they know people or have family members here, or that they're even going to show up for a court hearing in 4 years. It's not going to happen. So who gives a shit? The whole thing is fucking broken. But yeah, that 4 million sounds about right. 200,000 seems real goddamn low. Mm. So get ready. It's going to get worse. What if Biden wins again? We're fucked.
Yeah, I think if Biden were to win again, you might see some states secede or something like that. I wouldn't be shocked to see that.
I wouldn't either, but how long can wheelchair hold on and keep doing shit down here?
Well, he's sitting down, so that saves a lot of energy.
It just sure does.
But I think, there are term limits on Texas governor, right, Bob?
Yeah, sure. There are. There are every governor.
I think you can only serve two terms as governor.
What if he got hit by another tree?
He's served more than that. He's on his third.
Is he?
100%.
Do you get four? Do you get four then?
I'll check.
Because I want to see if another tree falls in the woods. What happens there? Does the guy get knocked out of his wheelchair?
Man, I don't know. I mean, is the tree trans, right?
Could be.
If the tree isn't black and trans, do you even hear it?
There are no limits.
Oh, I thought
no limits for Texas, yeah. Huh? He'll be there forever, dude.
He's king.
He's king, bro.
And he's gonna
two wheels, the loneliness.
They're gonna like slowly replace all of his body parts with more upgraded technology.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then by like 2050, we're gonna have governor wheelchair, like for real wheelchair. He's just part of the chair now.
Yeah, the wheels of steel, bro.
That'd be fucking dope.
Fuck yeah,
I'd
dude.
I'd vote for that guy.
He's a full on transformer. That's what he is, dude. He turns into the goddamn wheelchair and then just rolls down the right down to the border. Son of a bitch, dude. Yeah, he'll be there forever. I don't see anybody knocking that guy off. And what the fuck else is he going to do? He's in a fucking wheelchair. Bored as
shit.
Yeah,
so if you remember, the last two Texas governors weren't just like, I've had enough, I'm retiring. They both ran for president.
That's right. It was Bush in 2000.
Rick Perry.
Yep.
Oh, Big Dick Rick. That's right.
Yep.
Rick Perry shit. And then...
Abbott succeeded Perry.
Just kidding. Remember when he couldn't remember the Department of Energy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sure couldn't, man. Dude.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. I don't think we have a wheelchair.
Texas has only had four governors in the last 30 years. Ann Richards was before Bush, and she served for a while as well. So, yeah. Yeah, there's no term limits or anything.
She had a snatch problem, I think. Accidentally got sewed up in the middle of the night.
Her pussy got sewed up?
Yeah.
Bob.
You didn't hear about that?
We looked that up. What's her name? Anne Frank?
It was a jealous relative who sewed up her vagina in the middle of the night. And
see, you should use like Velcro. I think Velcro is probably more appropriate.
So you can that way,
you can, well, you can hear it.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if you had a Velcro puss?
You heard
like
that thing
anytime, open. Anytime, which would be both good and bad, right? If you were trying to be sneaky and have sex in public, it would probably not be the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were trying to get your dude, he's in the other room playing video games, and he just hears that fucking Velcro. You know how we are.
Yeah,
right?
it would bring all the boys to the yard for sure.
Are you looking for Velcro pussy? What are you looking for? What is this?
I'm just trying to find a vagina getting sewn shut.
No.
But this is some sort of it's a uterine prolapse. That's a new one.
The whole uterus?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
My God.
Oh, God, dude.
Wow.
I did it to myself today. I know.
The whole thing just popping out.
God damn it. How you're able to look at this shit all day long is
just
nuts to me.
Can't seem to get it off the screen.
Yeah, you never can. You never can. Thankfully, we're on our last story of the day here. San Francisco plans to sue retailers. A San Francisco lawmaker introduced a proposal that would require grocery stores in the city. I can't do it today. I got eclipsed very fucking hard. I'm stroking out today. I can't fucking do it today. A San Francisco lawmaker introduced a proposal that would require grocery stores in the city to provide 6 months of notice before closing a store and explore a replacement supermarket at the vacated location. There's no way we're at this point here. Dean Preston, a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, introduced what he calls the Grocery Protection Act, which is based on a proposal the board approved in 1984 that was vetoed by then San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein. Rest in peace to her. She's dead.
Yeah.
She's dead. Preston's proposal would require grocery store owners to provide 6 months written notice to the board of supervisors here to get out of the fucking thing. Are we there yet? This is real, huh?
It's like we're not going to enforce the law to protect it. Like that's the purpose of government is the same as the purpose of masculinity. It's to provide safety and security so we can all operate independently and do our thing. That's mm-hmm. the purpose of it, right?
Yeah.
It's not meant to tell people what to do and shit like that. It never has been. It's just made like imagine government as a city wall to keep bears out and shit.
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, we're going to let in the Bears.
Sorry.
But you can't leave, bitch. That's wild, man. It's wild to, in a city that they just refuse to protect in any way, any meaningful way, not just from crime and shit too, but from literal human feces, mm-hmm. right? And they're like, well, sorry. Like, you can't leave.
Yeah, you can't leave now. I mean, we're not going to protect you, but you also can't leave. Yeah. So you're kind of fucked.
Yeah. Like that, there's no contract. There's no business contract in the world like that. Let's say you've got a retail store and you're in a shopping mall mm-hmm. and the shopping mall doesn't meet the contractual requirements. You know what I mean? You can leave. You can break your lease and leave. That's how it works that way always.
But let's say this. Let's say a grocery store wants to shut down. They're forced to stay open for another 6 months mm-hmm. and somebody gets robbed and shot and killed in there. If I'm the grocery store, I would sue the city and be like, well, dude, you made me stay open. I wanted to shut this down for crime. But now you made me stay open.
Yeah, the only way to handle that is to attack the city. Like, get everybody from your target together.
Yep.
Pitchforks, chainsaws, that 2x4 with a nail through it,
mm-hmm.
I think is one of them. And then torches. And then Target victimizes the city, and then Target becomes the city.
Yeah.
Target takes over San Francisco. We stop calling it San Francisco. Nobody cares about St. Francisco anyways.
No.
Right? And Target takes over that city.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're going to Target? You mean the store or California?
Target, California.
No, Target, California. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go there and eat some Chinese food.
Yeah.
They have a really nice Chinatown in Target, California.
Are you guys flying into TGT tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, I got a flight to TGT.
To me, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Same.
Like, if you're not going to... If you're the one in charge, this is, and by the way, this is usually how it works. You're the one in charge, but you're not doing your job and securing things properly. Some, like, nature abhors a vacuum. Somebody's going to come in there and take that over.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it should be Target.
I vote for it. I think we're good. Now it's time for the Drinking Bro of the Week. I want you to stay here because I've got a gift for, what's his name? Come on up first. You were back here earlier. Yeah. Come on up for Drinking Bro of the Week. We're going to do this a tad differently. You can keep the camera on me, Delco, if you want to. So you're going to come up. You're actually going to sit in my chair. You're going to sit in my chair, and then I'm going to re-ice you because you just did it to me. So fuck off.
You can have that on camera, dude.
Well, you don't need to kneel down. I don't think that's part of it anymore.
Yeah, you do.
I think once you're past 40, you don't have to kneel anymore because you've got hips and back problems and shit like that. Can we get a vote on that? I feel like it's house rules, right? So
I always felt like my grandma didn't go to heaven because she stopped kneeling at church.
Yeah, but you're Catholic, right? Concerns. And you guys are delusional.
And I don't think I'm going to heaven anyway, so it works out.
You're definitely not going to heaven if you listen to this show.
Fair.
I think that's probably a fair assumption to make. What's your name?
Steve Rathel.
What?
Steve Rathel.
Rathem.
Rathel. With an L.
Spell
sorry.
It.
R-A-E-T-H-E-L. How much trouble are you guys trying to get me in?
Well, I don't know. You said it three times. So is Beetlejuice going to show up now?
Hopefully.
Is there a Rathel Beetlejuice? Where are you guys in from?
So we're driving cross country right now from Cali, going back to Florida.
Back to Florida?
Yes.
What part of Florida?
Daytona Beach.
Oh, shit. So you guys are like super white trash then.
Oh, you don't even know.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yep. That's why she's having so much fun back there.
Yeah, your wife's having more fun than you, I think.
That's about
which is,
how it goes.
You know. The dog, I don't know about the dog, but...
Rabbit's doing okay. He's doing hanging fine. Out.
I think he's still fucked up from the yet. Eclipse.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you mean the dog or the wife?
I haven't reached that level yet, so just the girlfriend.
Okay.
Yep.
Who do you want to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
So it's got to go to her, Caroline. Mm. Yeah. She, during the cross-country trip, I was like, hey, by the way, do you mind if we stop by Austin?
Mm.
There are these guys, the Drinking Bros, degenerates. I'll probably fit right in. She's never met you guys before, hasn't really listened to the show either, but it was one of those things
where... did you listen to any episodes on the way here?
We haven't. No, I wanted her to walk in blind, and she's had probably just as much fun, if not more, from listening to you guys than I did.
Well, then that's probably a good sign, I suppose.
She's
good,
a keeper.
Good or bad, I don't know. Good for you, probably bad for her, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she fits right in. It works out well.
Good. And what do you guys do?
I mean,
you don't have to say where you work or anything like that, because we've already reached out to them.
Yep.
And let them know that you're going to be on the show. They're listening right now. So if you want to say anything, just look into that camera right there.
So, yeah, she's in the apparel industry. I'm in the military.
You're currently in the military?
For a little bit longer. As soon as I get there, I'm clicking the button.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Leaving the military is the best thing I ever did there.
that's what I'm really excited for as well.
Good. Who, do we have anybody else that wants to come up here?
One more
dickhead. Thanks for coming. Enjoy the booze.
You want to come up too?
Yeah.
Great. So we got two more.
Two more.
Come on up.
Let's go, boys.
Yeah.
Take your fucking time. I'm going to live forever. Jesus Christ. It's not like we got a plane to catch. We're flying directly into the sun today, so.
We are, dude. It's the eclipse.
Yeah, you guys can't be stopped. What did you bring there? What is that?
A little tequila.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, good. I picked it up in Mississippi. I drove here from New York.
Why?
I'm going to Lackland. I'm going to school. I'm military.
Oh,
as well.
Word. Yeah. You're in the Air Force?
I am in
the Air Force. What's the school you're going to?
Integrated Defense Course.
Integrated Defense Course? What the fuck does that mean?
I have no idea, honestly.
Oh, shit, dude.
I was kind of like voluntold, be like, hey, you guys are going. You're going. So I was like, all right, cool. Let's go.
Where in New York?
Long Island. I live on Long Island.
Oh, so you're in the Guard or some shit?
Yeah, like I'm in the Guard. I'm actually AGR, so I'm full time.
Oh, okay, cool. What do you do?
Security Forces, so I'm MP.
Fucking pigs. I said no cops.
Sorry, man.
Bob, you piece of shit.
Sorry, man.
Bob's supposed to stop. He's the whitest human being on earth, so usually they're pretty good at stopping cops.
He'll just complain.
Yeah, I've got cops to shoot people for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. They just listen to me. They don't ever stop listening to me.
Yeah, man, I left on Friday from New York. I drove here. So I left Mississippi this morning about 5:30 in the morning.
Sweet.
And I made it like a point to come here because I listened to you guys.
Well, thanks for coming. Who's your drinker bro of the week?
So I actually got to give it to my kids. So they're pretty much, I have a son who's 8 and my daughter's 4. So they pretty much inspire me like pretty much every day to like keep going.
Sweet. What are they into?
So my son is into soccer and so is my daughter. So
oh, shit.
Yeah. Because
what about, were you into soccer or did they just get into
it? I'm into soccer because I'm Spanish. I'm Latino.
Oh, that's racist shit, dude. So you got a racist cop up here. Yeah, shocking. Sorry, shocking. We got one more. Thanks for coming, man. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Thanks for the booze. We've got one more. We're going to cap it off with a white again. We had a racist cop on, so now we have a white. What's your name?
My name is Brett Strelo.
Say it again.
Brett Strelo.
One more time.
I'm sorry?
No, don't do it again.
No, no.
I'm trying to get everybody to say it 3 times to see if it works.
Oh, man.
Where are you in from?
I'm actually in from Colorado.
Colorado. Did you come here for the eclipse?
No. Work brought me here, and by happen chance, I was like, I've got time. I'm going to go see these people over here and see what happens.
What do you do for work?
I'm a safety manager for a construction company.
Oh, word. Yeah. And whereabouts are you working right now? Is it in Austin, or did you drive down here from somewhere?
So I'm just here to do some training. I just started with a new company, moving into California. And so,
wait, you're moving to California?
No, out.
California. Okay, good for you. Yeah, that's Colorado's not that much better these days, but it's a little bit better.
Family reasons is what brought me to Colorado specific, or I'd be in Florida here. So,
did you try the booze?
Yes.
Have you had it before today?
I have, but only the strawberry shortcake one, oddly enough. So all the flavors that I've tried today, I'm stunned how good they are.
Yeah, they are really good. Yeah. And we've got, Ross, do we know when? I don't know when Green Apple's coming out.
They make it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so like summertime. Green Apple will be out. We've got some other stuff planned as well.
Yeah.
Who's your drinker bro of the week?
So I have two. One is my fiance. She's amazing. She's back in Colorado right now with my son and our dogs and our ducks and our chickens and all the other damn things she's got to help me take care of while I'm gone. She's been amazing in supporting me in my sport and all the different things that I do. She's also happens to be a veteran as well as myself. And then the other ones is I happen to race pro motocross and I get to give back to veterans by teaching them to ride better and do these different things. And, for me, motocross saved my life after post-military. I did it before, then entered in afterwards, right? And so for me, getting to teach these guys is something amazing. The VetMX community, Veteran MX Foundation, is somebody that that I work with. And so it goes out to all those guys, and specifically a couple of their people, their directors, which would be Mark Cote, and then the Southwest specific directors, which is Joe Best and... Pete Lindquist. They're amazing people. They go above and beyond when a veteran's in need and they need that phone call, talk that gun out of their mouth or whatever it is. They'll pick up the phone. I don't care what time of day or night it is. Yeah. And those are the people that mean the most to me in this world. So,
what's the name of the organization again?
The Veteran MX Foundation. So Veteran Motocross Foundation. Mm-hmm. So what?
And that's their website. Can you, Bob, look up the website for that? Mm-hmm. Veteran MX. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's probably that .org or some shit.
Yeah, somewhere on there. It might be Veteran Motocross too. It might be fully spelled out. I don't.
It's VeteranMX.com.
So you guys, you see their slogan, Veteran Lives May Ride. An amazing organization. We get to put these guys on there. And as you know, Dan, there's stuff that happens when we add adrenaline to our body after military service that really helps.
Yeah.
And this is something that saved my life, in my opinion. And a lot of those people that I just named as drinking both week, same explanation. So great organization. Highly recommend you go check them out. And my drinking bros of the week is to them and to those specific individuals, because they go above and beyond every
Sweet.
Day.
Sweet. That's a good one. That's better than you fucking assholes. Oh, my kids or whatever. No, that's great. Yeah, you guys go check that out. Thanks for coming today.
Yeah.
Thank you all for coming and joining the eclipse with us. God, it was such a great 4.5 minutes of it being dark in the middle of the day. Can you imagine? Can you imagine seeing that with your own eyeballs? It got dark in the middle of the day, and all these assholes are standing outside staring up at the fucking sky. You know the government's probably doing something behind our backs when this was happening.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm going to be honest.
They were definitely reaching into our wallet.
I've had a lot of eclipses in my life. This one was the best. I also got fucked up today, by the way.
What made it the best, would you say?
I think it was the cloud cover. It wasn't as bright as it usually is. Last time I stared up into the sun in that fucking thing, I trumped it. And I felt a sharp pain in my skull for a good hour afterwards.
Well, that's because you stared directly into the sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's your ocular nerve is burning.
It was right now.
Yeah, it's melting inside of your head.
But here, there was a nice cloud cover, so I could really get a nice gander at that goddamn thing without ruining anything. So I think that's what it did it for me today.
I feel like Trump probably stared directly into this one.
Probably.
Right.
I hope he did.
But
it made him more powerful.
Our Border Patrol guy sent us a picture, and it's three Mexicans and a Border Patrol guy, and they gave him fucking glasses.
Of course they did.
The Border Patrol, they're all in cuffs. I'm not going to show it because I don't want to identify anybody, but they're all in cuffs and shit, and like two of the three Mexicans are wearing glasses, and the other guy's just squinting up at the sky.
Oh, God.
And he said, that's Ross.
Yeah.
That's yep. Mexican Ross.
It sure is.
Like, yeah, that sounds right.
It sure is, dude. I looked right at it today. Yeah. I looked right at it today. We appreciate you tuning in. Kids, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. We'll be live throughout the rest of the week in Nashville, in Atlanta, and then from the Masters, probably Thursday or Friday, weather pending. But rain or shine, we will be here every single day. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.